Study them like pieces on a chessboard. It's not the large things that send a man to a madhouse. Death he's ready for, or murder, incest, robbery, fire, flood. No, it's a continuing series of small tragedies that send a man to the madhouse. Not the death of his love, but a shoelace that snaps with no time left. The dread of life is that swarm of trivialities that can kill quicker than cancer, and which are always there. License plates, or taxes, or expired driver's license, or hiring or firing, doing it or having it done to you, or constipation, speeding tickets, rickets, or crickets, or mice, or termites, or roaches, or flies, or a broken hook on a screen, or out of gas, or too much gas. The sink stops up, the landlord's drunk, the president doesn't care, and the governor's crazy. Light switch broken, mattress like a porcupine, $105 for a tune-up, carburetor and fuel pump at Sears Roebuck, and the phone bills up and the market's down, and the toilet chain is broken and the light is burned out. The hall light, the front light, the back light, the inner light, it's darker than hell and twice as expensive. And there's always crabs and ingrown toenails and people who insist they're your friends. There's always that and worse, leaky faucet, Christ and Christmas, blue salami, 9-day rains, 50-cent avocados, and purple liverwurst. Or making it as a waitress at Norm's on the split shift, or as an emptier of bedpans, or as a car wash or a busboy, or a stealer of old ladies' purses, leaving them screaming on the sidewalks with broken arms at the age of 80. Suddenly, two red lights in your rearview mirror and blood in your underwear, toothache, and $979 for bridge, for a bridge, pardon, and $300 for a gold tooth, and China and Russia and America, and long hair and short hair and no hair, and beards and no beards, and faces and no faces, and plenty of zigzag but no pot, except maybe one to piss in and the another one around your gut. With each broken shoelace, out of 100 broken shoelaces, one man, one woman, one thing enters a madhouse. So be careful when you bend over. Okay, here's one nobody's ever liked, so I'll read it.